time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump and the White House are still trying to clean up the mess made by the president in Helsinki, but they keep muddying the swampy waters. Trump sat for an interview with Jeff Glor at CBS in which he claimed he was very strong on Russian election interference in his private one-on-one meeting with Putin.
You say you agree with U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election in 2016.
Yeah, but, and I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before, and I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
What'd you say to him?
Very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that. Now, look, we're also living in a grown-up world. Will a strong statement, you know, President Obama supposedly made a strong statement, nobody heard it. What they did hear is the statement he made to Putin's very close friend, and that statement was not acceptable. Didn't get very much play, relatively speaking, but that statement was not acceptable. But I let him know we can't have this, we're not going to have it, and that's the way it's going to be.
Earlier in the day, a reporter asked Trump if Putin is still targeting our country with cyber attacks. Although the cameras clearly caught Trump answering no, the White House is claiming that he didn't. Anderson Cooper tries to explain the White House gaslighting.
He was asked by a reporter early today, and he answered no. In fact, he answered no twice, and he looked right at the reporter when he did, according to people in the room, and that answer was caught on video. As you might know, that contradicts what Dan Coats, his own director of national intelligence, said just 2 days ago and said before that just last Friday. Quoting Director Coats' statement now, "The warning lights are blinking red," is how he put it regarding the Russian threat. So unless the Russian cyber threat in the space of just a few days went from red alert to non-existent, the president doesn't seem to believe the intelligence community, his own hires who are now running it, despite what he just said today. So of course, hours after the president said no, he didn't think Russia was still targeting us, the White House sent Sarah Sanders to the podium to tell us that what we heard was not at all what the president actually said. They've done this time and time again, of course. Either a spokesperson, a surrogate, or the president himself simply says or tries to suggest that you didn't really see or hear what you clearly saw or heard. Keep it honest, though, this is not a case of different people having different recollections of what really happened. We know what really happened because it happened, all of it, on camera. So with that in mind, here's what the president actually said, followed by the attempted gaslighting.
Is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President? Press, let's go. Make your way out. No, you don't believe that to be the case? Let's go.
So despite the video that shows the president looking at Cecilia and answering no to this question about whether Russia is still targeting the U.S., and despite multiple people in the room understanding that the president was responding to that question, and despite the president having never before said the word no repeatedly to usher reporters out of the room, you're saying it's a reverse. You're saying the president said, this is
the first thing that the president said after the question was asked was thank you very much, and then he said no, I'm not answering any more questions. So
he didn't say, no, I'm not taking questions. No, comma, I'm not taking any more questions. That would make sense. He just said, no, thank you very much, looking at the reporter who just asked him a yes or no question. And he said it twice, looking at the reporter.
Late on Wednesday, the New York Times reported that the president, 2 weeks after his inauguration, read highly classified U.S. intelligence establishing that Putin himself personally ordered the plan of cyber attacks and disinformation to interfere with the election and to support Trump's bid for the White House. The White House on Wednesday also left open the possibility that it would allow Russian investigators to question U.S. citizens, including Michael McFaul, the U.S. ambassador to Russia under Obama, and Bill Browder, the man who spearheaded the Magnitsky Act, which is reviled by Putin. Michael McFaul was on Rachel Maddow's show Wednesday night.
Vladimir Putin has been after me for a long time, even when I was ambassador, harassing me in ways that no other U.S. ambassador there has ever experienced. I wrote a whole book about it to try to educate the American people about this man. He's done some outrageous things around the world, but even to our diplomats and even to me personally. What I was totally flabbergasted by was that the White House would not defend me. I'm an American citizen. I worked for the government for 5 years, and it would have been so easy to bat it back. And it's not just about me. I want to make sure people understand this. By not doing that, they are allowing moral equivalency between an indictment issued by Mr. Mueller last week against Russian intelligence officers and a handful of us. It wasn't just me, it was several American government officials to request to, you know, for this cockamamie crazy scheme. Nothing is true in what they said about it. And by the president allegedly just saying, okay, I'm going to look into it. In fact, he said at the press conference in Helsinki, I think it's a great idea. And then 48 hours later, you'd think they could, like, come up with a policy and understand why this is so crazy and not in America's national interest. For some reason, they didn't get it right at the White House. I wish them well. I hope maybe tomorrow they'll get a better statement out. I got the
news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.